All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Walters, and joining me is Chris Unholy Jesus.
Welcome back, family. Welcome back,
guys. Welcome to another episode of the Media Hijack. This is episode 172. Ouch, hit my knee. Before we get started, if you guys want to get some official Media Hijack t-shirts like this one, you can head over to themediahijack.com. Grab you an official Media Hijack t-shirt. And also, if you guys want to check the replay for this live Twitch video, you can go to our YouTube channel and visit us there, and you guys can watch the replay for this video. And make sure you guys rate, comment, subscribe over there. And for audio listeners, make sure you guys rate, comment, subscribe. Leave a comment, good or bad. Like, it really doesn't even matter. If you guys can argue, that's even better. If you guys think, if you think you were wrong or something, we love it. Fight in the chat. Fight everywhere.
Criticize me. I don't care. I saw somebody criticize me in one of the videos lately. I was like, oh, wow. I was like, my bad. I didn't mean to say it like that. I know. I'm not a doctor.
I was like, whoops. I'm not a doctor. It's like, what do you guys know, huh? How could you guys just speak so freely?
I don't know if I want to listen anymore since you don't know nothing about that. I'm like, all right, well, I don't know nothing about this, but I mean, just hang on a little bit. Just hear me out.
You should have did more research before you spoke on that mic, Chris Unholy.
Fucking idiot.
These guys just talk whatever. They think they know everything. They think they're entitled because they're podcasters. I was like, shut your face. Somebody said
that. Said that?
Yeah, in a comment. Because I made a comment on some other shit that has nothing to do with podcasts. And then they visit my page to see what I'm all about. And they're like, oh, you damn podcast people. Like, you think you're entitled to, like your opinions. You think you're right. I was like, what the fuck this got to do with what I comment about?
People had opinions like this before podcasting, dumbass. This shit ain't nothing new.
I'm like, leave me alone, man.
People hate.
It was like a UFC comment. I was like talking about a fight. Come on.
What that got to do with anything?
Nothing.
You know what's probably happened though?
What?
You shut them down. So that if you got a result to go to somebody's page.
Yeah, they're trying to take it personal. You're losing. I was like, you try to make this personal. I was like, no. Get off me.
Don't make your own podcast, bitch. Hater.
Fucking hater. All right, guys, so the main topic for tonight, Chris is going to be talking about the three stages of ego death. Ego death, and what is the process of going through these stages, and how do people even get ego death?
All right,
and then I have, like, other little topics, but let's see if we even get there.
Yeah, I got a couple little stuff, too, but we'll see yet.
Whatever. Sweet. All right, go for it, Chris Jesus.
All right, Where are my notes at?
Check my
okay. Before I say anything, I want to give a shout out to this website where I got all this information from called psychedelicspotlight.com.
Psychedelic Spotlight.
I'm telling y'all right now, if you a person who's one that have knowledge about psychedelics, laws are being passed by psychedelics, how psychedelics may affect the mind, how it affects people's memory, this, that, and the third. Go to this page. This shit is the. I'm not really into the world of psychedelics. I find it very interesting, but I'm not an expert in a lot of this stuff. And I'm not sure if there's any websites out there better than this. And they're not paying me at all. This is just something I realized last night when I was going through the website. I was like, this is kind of like if you just want to get knowledgeable about psychedelics and how it affects people or just like everything, man, go to this website, psychedelicspotlight.com. This shit is. Psychedelic news all day, every day. So
that's what's up.
It's dope, man. But
check it out. Let me write it down.
Yeah, psychedelicspotlight.com. It lets you know strains. Oh, it is crazy. I love it though. I saved it on my phone. I was like, I'll be back, man, because it talks about like psychotherapy too and all that. It's a lot of stuff.
And it talks about like all like you're talking about like with the laws and like what states are about to legalize it medically or whatever.
Yeah, and they've been talking about ketamine a lot lately, especially with the dude from the Friends that died. So there's an article on that about there.
It's crazy how, ketamine is synthetic, right?
I'm pretty sure.
And it's crazy how, like, ketamine, they have places like in Cali where they have legal ketamine therapy where you would go to, like, a doctor's office and then they administer, like ketamine, like, through, like, an IV drip.
Right.
And then they go through, like, stages of whatever they're going through, just like a psychedelic trip. And I didn't know it was like that. But when I found out it was like a legal thing that they're doing, I thought that was strange how that got the green light before like a natural mushroom.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I guess it's more controllable, huh? Because it's synthetic.
Maybe so. Shrooms are kind of like, it's not really detectable either. So I don't know if you could detect ketamine, but I know for sure shrooms is like, you under the radar if you want it, so.
Yeah.
But nobody really gets addicted. Like, I don't know. It's weird. They treat shrooms like it's like, shit, the next like drug boom and shit.
But I don't think anybody ever really even got in trouble for taking shrooms. Like, oh, I found this in your system. You're in trouble. Because jobs don't even test for that, because that's such a weird thing to test for. They test for like the shit that people can get caught, like marijuana and stuff.
The easy ones.
Easy. Yeah.
Accessible, man, because they got dispensaries for shrooms, so.
Right, not yet.
Well, not yet. I mean, Colorado, okay, they got stuff on that website too. Talking about Colorado is leading the way. They're trying to make this a thing.
Yeah, that's cool. All
right. So a lot of this information too, I got from this dude named James Kent. He did an article about this on psychedelicspotlight.com. Shout out to him too. He was great. He explained a lot of stuff. All right, but and this, so I'm gonna read some notes I had taken down and all that. Throughout my research, and it says, all right, so I'm gonna start from the beginning. It says, like, with an ego death, imagine you wake up in your body, but you have no idea who you are. Everything around you feels new. You can't remember your name or any biological information, and you seeing the world without any bias or historical context. And basically says, like, you start to realize that you can remember that you're a human being once you enter ego death, but you can't remember anything of context of your life or memories. You just know you exist and you're on a spinning planet. And it's kind of like you're taking yourself out the equation. You're like almost on the outside looking in a little bit. And that's like kind of like when you're hitting like ego death for some people. Because they said like what I was reading before too, is like ego death can be different for a lot of people. But some of the main stuff, what they've done with research, is kind of like you're being like, basically you're becoming like a, they say like you're the audience watching what's going on now. You're no longer like, you have a personal investment in your life, or you got to pay bills or anything. All that shit just like gets cut off. You're now just watching. And it's almost like they say, like, it either open up your mind to possibilities and make you connect with the world into a bigger scale, or you can start having existential crises, and it can kind of break you too on a mental level, like really mess you up as a person if you're not prepared for these trips, for ego death. So ego death is kind of like, if you're going into it, know what you're going into, and if you come and don't ever go in not knowing what it is, because they say it has long-term effects. Reaching this point,
I would imagine, but I've never heard of anybody saying, "Hey, I'm gonna go get an ego death trip." Like that's not even a thing. Like it's just something I think that just happens like unintentionally. Like it just happens because nobody wants to lose. Like, oh shit, I'm about to fucking have a cough attack. Hold on, and we're back after almost dying. Damn.
I didn't realize we went on break. I thought we were still running live. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, we're live, but we just went on break.
We're live. It's like we didn't have to drop. Okay.
All right, and we're back. Messed the whole segment up.
No, it's all good, man. All right, so then we are back with ego death. So, like I said, what the hell was I saying before? I can't remember. Oh, yeah, that you're basically like with ego death. One of the main, I guess, like, I'm assuming this is, like, the definitive experience of an ego death is when you are actually removed out the situation, and then you kind of just connect with, like, it's no longer about you anymore. It's no longer about you having to pay bills or anything you got going on. It's just kind of like you exist as, like, this consciousness that you're on this spinning planet and you're in space. And beyond anything outside of that thought, you're kind of like, you know, you're clueless to it. And so when people enter this ego death, a lot of people freak out. And then this is what associates to like a lot of bad trips is because people have such a connection to their world around them and their sense of self that when they don't feel like they exist or anything that's just there, it causes them to panic. And it basically say like, it is basically to the point to the mind is thinking that it's dying because they with research and stuff, from what I was reading is that ego death for some people is like you are like this is the breaking point of where you do cross over to the other side, and they're saying like once you exit out the ego death, when you come back into yourself again and basically like we have to rebuild yourself back up from scratch, and when you do, some pieces may not go back, like, fit in the right spots anymore, and some people start freaking out, like, oh my God, like, I just died. Because it's not like when you, like, come out of ego death, at times, it's almost like the equivalent of, like, a, because your memory starts flooding back in. Because, like I said, this ego death thing, once you get pulled out, yourself, your consciousness gets pulled out, you're no longer yourself anymore. And then once you get put back in after ego death, it's kind of like you have to put all these, your memories start coming back together. And when it does, it kind of freaks people out, like, oh my God, like, my life just flashed before my eyes, like, because your mind is trying to rebuild itself, and so it's putting all your memories back in. And this is like almost equivalent of like what would it be like when your life flashes before your eyes when you pass on. And while some people can accept that reality, like, oh man, I just had like this out of body type experience, other people kind of like, fuck, I just died and I'm panicking now. And so,
yeah, it's like basically like this character you built up for your whole life. Mm-hmm. You like, you really think you know yourself, like, yeah, my favorite color is blue, yeah, I like girls, blah blah blah. You know, all the stuff that builds up your character of who you are, like, oh, I'm a big tough guy, or oh, I'm a shy kid, or whatever, all that gets destroyed,
right? And then everything,
everything. And then you're like you, and then you're like, holy shit, like, who the hell am I then, you know? Because all that, your whole ego, like, whatever, that shit got thrown in trash.
Right.
Now you're no longer like this big tough dude, you big bully guy. Like you're not that no more. Because a lot of people that take like psychedelic trips, like guys that are tough guys like that, they end up coming out of the trip after the ego death. They come out the trip like a completely new person, because they know, like, okay, it's not all about that now. You know, like, we're all in this together. We need to learn how to be more nicer to each other, because we're not here for a long time. But the time that we have here, we need to show like love to like pretty much everybody around you, because that's what everybody wants, you know,
at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, because that's, we're all on this one big ass trip together, you know. And what's the point of being mean to one another, right? That shit doesn't make sense. Nobody wants that.
Hell yeah. That's always be thinking, like, look, as much as we got bullshit going on this planet with each other, we all we got. We can't go nowhere else if we don't like each other. We are stuck on this shit. It's like we're stuck in a room together and we gotta figure out how to work this shit. If not, we're going to dish shit.
It's like we're in one big escape room game.
Right. We're trying to, and nobody can work together.
Hey, how do you get to the next stage? You got to work together.
Some people are like, nah, I don't want to help you because then you might think you better than me. So I'm going to look for the key over here.
That's ego.
Right? Your ego getting away.
Even like you thinking somebody is better or somebody is not better, that's all ego. That's a whole ego thing.
Hell yeah. That's all it is. It's just your biases getting away and shit. And then it's like, come on, man, put that shit aside. We got to work together, man. So it says that, ego death is also like, they're trying to like, even though it's being studied from a scientific level, a lot of people see it as like more of a mystical type of thing. And the article I was reading about says they could see why, because it takes you on a type of experience that is unlike anything you've ever experienced out of just existing as a human. Unless you've almost died and then, you know, you came back to life, that's probably the closest you could ever get to like an ego death type of like sensation, I guess, if you want to call it.
Right.
Yeah. And then it says, also in the article too, they talked about like, what does ego death actually feel like? And it says like, it's actually kind of like, for most part, it's actually a pleasant feeling. And this guy, James Kent, who did this article, described it in a way I was like, holy shit, do I have an ego death like on the regular? It says like, imagine walking into a room and instantly forgetting what you walked in for. And you stand blankly waiting for a piece of information to pop into your mind and solve the puzzle. But then that moment stretches for minutes and you still have no clue why you're there or what you're doing.
That sounds like dementia to me.
Yeah, they said like this. It says like, actually you said it too, because it says like, if you find yourself in a temporary state of amnesia, you may also have forgotten how you came to be there, and how long that moment might have lasted. So it's kind of like you're entering a moment of like, amnesia, because you just don't remember nothing. Mm. And it says it affects parts of the brain. One called the hippocampi. It's basically like a part of your brain that deals with all your memories. Once it goes to your memories, it kind of just shreds that shit. Shreds your memories apart. And now you're like, oh, fuck. I don't know what I am now. Like, because like you said, we've taught ourselves
like
so much.
You don't even know if you're gay?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Or gender. It's like sometimes you won't even know your gender or anything. Mm-hmm. You're just kind of like, I always wonder, like, there's sometimes I've seen, like, at least I try to think of it from this perspective when I hear stuff about, like, with the transgender community talking about, like, well, you know, gender is a man-made construct. I think about it on some level, like, I'd be like, you know what? What were we before this? Like, I'm not saying, like, if we even were in a body previous to this, but if we just existed as a consciousness, you ain't shit. You're nothing. You really aren't. You're just in the ether, I guess. Mm-hmm. And you're just out there, and then you're assigned a body, I guess, or however how this works. But you know what I'm saying? You're just before this, we don't know. Yeah, you know, you're just a thought.
Whoa.
And it's, and that's why I was trying to start thinking. Yeah, like, but I really put thought into, like, how they say that sometimes where gender is just a man-made construct. I'm like, you know, they're kind of right in a sense, because like with this old ego death thing, it's like, you have amnesia, like, your shit, your identity as a person is done and over with. Like, that shit is, yeah, your wealth, your everything is, like, poor, rich, whatever, who you love, who you hate, everything. That shit is, like, means nothing now. Yeah,
everything, even what you believe in, like, your religion, you're like, holy shit, what is my religion? Like,
Jesus, like, you don't know none of this right, anymore.
Yeah, you're like, what the hell? Like, what is all this? Like, everything gets, your whole identity gets thrown out the window.
Right. I saw a couple of stuff, like, within, like, movies and, like, and TV shows and stuff, where they say, like, for example, like, spirits or ghosts or whatever, the reason why they go mad over time is because they start to lose their memory of who they really were when Nate happened. And it gets to a point where some of these ghosts and spirits only remember how they died, but they don't remember about the life they had before anymore. They kind of just lost and angry. And
they can't let it go.
They can't let it go. That's the only thing, is like, I just know I died like this, and this is what happened. I don't remember if I had a wife or kids or nothing. Because, like, when you forget shit, like, I walk in the rooms all the time and forget shit all the time. And I'm looking around like, damn it. I was like, why am I like this? Like, and it's frustrating. I can imagine, like, if you were a spirit or...
In that split second where you're like, why am I in this room? And in that split second, your soul consciousness travels to somewhere else in space to do, like, I don't know, to check the mail in another life. Or to do something. Like, you had to go to a meeting with the high council members. So, like, hey, we need you real quick. Walk in that room, and then we're just going to make you forget why you walk in there.
What may have passed on what may be a second on Earth, or a minute that you stop to think and you try to catch your memory back up, is like
a 12-hour meeting.
Yes, yeah, a 12-hour meeting, something long.
Yeah. So what would be the stage one of this whole ego death thing?
Okay, so it says the three stages of ego death. Every so-called ego death... Well, I'm sorry, I'm reading from the article. It says, like, at least the beginning part says, every so-called ego death will feel different, but there are some key commodities worth noting. Here are the most common stages of ego death experiences. The first one is disillusion. Yeah. It says, prior to ego death itself, a person enters an altered state of consciousness, either through a sustained meditation or psychedelic drug use.
Right.
Since so many of these substances double as hallucinogens, you can see, like, sacred geometry, you know, like the little repeating shapes and all that, like circles and circles and circles upon circles. And then dreamlike imagery during this phase. Because I remember when I went on my first real trip on shrooms, the first thing I saw was, like, these geometry shapes. I mean, the sacred geometry. Right. But it was of, like, you remember, like, the game, like old school Marvel vs. Capcom? They had that Shimagorath, that green tentacle creature with the one eye.
Yeah.
He all kept in appearing, but it was all, like, in circles in my vision.
I didn't know you saw it, too.
Yeah, like, but besides his, but other than his eye, though, he just had a mouth with teeth. That's what it was a replacement of. But his body was, like, big. It was like, all just circles of him everywhere. And I remember that's when I was like, okay, I saw it getting scared, and I was like, you know what? And it's all, like, floating forward, and I just went inside of his mouth, and then that's when things got cool. Damn. Everything got relaxed after that, and I was like,
scared. Oh, you just went right in there.
Yeah, I was like, okay, because I had to, like, take a second to remember, like, okay, Chris, you just took shrooms. Just go. You're going to be okay. Real.
Just go in. Right? Yeah.
Jesus, take the wheel. And I just, like, went into the mouth of the creature, and when I came out, I was like, oh, shit, and I saw Mario, and we did a go-kart racing on the rainbow. The rainbow track, but we was going through space. We was in outer space and going around planets. It was a blast, but... So, yeah, I see what they're saying with the sacred geometry. That's kind of like the beginning phase. And it says the second part of it is ego loss. It says, you start losing your sense of self. It says, for that matter, there will be no self able to feel this in any traditional sense. Instead, there will be a sense of unity with the expansive fabric of reality. Mm-hmm. So you start feeling one with everything, because in this world we live in, as a human being and our bodies as a whole, we have possessions, things that we own, things that we kind of things we'll bias about, things that we right. like will fight and die on this hill of with opinions. Mm-hmm. Like shit, like we have a lot of emotional connection to a lot of things. And when you're pulled out of it, you're kind of like, oh, fuck, none of this shit matters.
None of it matters.
At all in the grand scheme. Like,
so this is basically just, like you're surrendering.
Yes, your entire yeah. existence, oh, your memories and everything to
you
this.
You surrender, like, oh, shit, you, it's like, you got this shit, you know? Like, what do yes. I really know?
Like, what do I know? Like, this ain't shit. This is like, and that's why I'm like, I remember my mother always told me this when I was a kid, too, when I get upset about something. She's like, hey, Chris, this problem you have is going to go on past, but there's people out there as well who got it worse than you, or is like this, that, and the third. And then beyond that, our problems, no matter how bad it is, it's still small compared to this whole universe as a whole. Right. So it's just like, hey, like, all these problems we got to kind of like, you know, let it go at some point. Beefs or whatever, because it's like, this shit is bigger than us. It's much bigger than us, than anything we can imagine.
Yeah, everybody's going through like their thing. Like the thing is, like yeah. everybody has like their own life. They're going through their struggles. We just got to be grateful for our position to even speak like this, you know? Yeah, even have
to
like,
be here.
Yeah, to even be here and just talk about stuff like this. Like that's a... Yeah.
Well, even grow old. Yeah, shit.
It's special, man. Right now, what's happening right now is a special moment right now.
It is.
We just got to appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate that shit.
Every day, man. Every damn day. But it says...
about to kiss the grass. Go ahead. kiss the walls and shit.
They said like this ego loss could actually feel like a mystical experience, and basically saying it's nirvana and it's like a thing of enlightenment. But then there's the other side of it that could be disturbing for people, like I said, who are unprepared for it. So if you don't be one of them dudes like, oh, I wanted to like do LSD and then like I just want to get high type of mentality, you better like know what you're about to get into. Like how I was when I took my mushroom trip, and I was like, I know. That's why, like, when I saw them creatures, I was like, Chris, you know what the hell you just took? Like, just go.
You know what the hell you did,
right? Because I remember when I first started opening my eyes, I was like, okay, wait. I was like, I know what I just took. Let me go back in. I closed my eyes.
This was that time when you said you drank wine, right?
Yeah, that's wine with it. Yeah.
Before you did it, and I was like, I was jealous. I was like, you had that type of experience, and I was still going through the phase of testing the mushrooms to get to the trip part, and then you hit the trip before I hit the trip.
I was like, this is
and then
cool.
I was asking, was like, tell me every little detail what you did so I can test it.
Dude, as soon as I got up, I started like drawing pictures. I was like a madman. I was like, and there was like a guy that was shaped like a puzzle piece, but he was like, he had like gears on him, like, and that's I flew crazy. Past the planet, and he was waving at me, like, he looked like a puzzle piece, but he had like gears turning on him. And he was like, I don't know, raking him or some shit, but he looked up, and I looked, and I was in the sky flying past the planet, he like waved at me. I was like, oh my God, that's so and I kept crazy. Flying. And that's why I was like, is that the machine elf? That's why I'm that's what I thought of. I was like, is that a machine elf? Are they puzzle pieces? Like, what does this all mean?
And then so they when hold I got a sign, yes.
You're on the right path.
They're like, damn, they can hear my thoughts. Like, we are your thoughts. Like, oh shit, then your brain's like, what is life?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it really makes you question a lot of stuff. And that's basically your whole reality gets like, it's thrown out the window. You're like, okay, what is real? Like, cause that felt real.
Yeah,
that didn't really feel like an imagination. Like, sure, it looks wild, but goddamn, if that's the real place, shit, where do we go when we die?
Yeah, cause they say like when you like either when you do like things like says whether it's like cause they say like also too in this article that like things like with DMT and LSD, while they can't get you to that experience, it's only temporary. Well, at least with LSD is for certain. That's more of like a temporary glimpse into the ego death, where they say like other things that you could take, or even meditation, in which I don't know how the hell you can even get there with meditation, because I think that's even, would you just shut your brain off or something? And then
I think this, saying like, it's so hard, especially living like in like the city like this. You have to, I don't know, man. I think for you to be able to master like that level of meditation, you got to leave the city. You got to go straight into the woods, straight to the cave, and completely go off the grid. For you to even get to that type of level of meditation, because there's too much shit going on over here, and not just like shit going on, there's too much stuff in the airwaves, you know? That's why getting off the grid, you're probably not getting these, you know, these Wi-Fi signals going through your brain the whole time. these cell tower connections going through your head the whole time.
All these radio waves, man, yeah, that we don't think always going through our body.
Making us soft and shit.
That's why everybody's getting them damn 5G towers.
Making us soft. Soft body.
But they said, like, so also in article two, they talked about how long does, like, the ego death last. And they said, like, with psychedelics, and, like, with, depending on the dose of, like, with psychedelics, it can last anywhere between a few minutes to a few hours. They say ayahuasca is straight up, it's just kind of like, you know, you going on a trip. This is not like, no, I'm coming in and out for a little bit. You're gonna be gone for a little bit. So pack your bags. You're going on a real trip. It says ego death is most commonly related on longer lasting psychedelic drugs like psilocybin and LSD. Short duration drugs like vaporized DMT may produce an intense state of ego death lasting only a minute or two. Okay, so it actually less. Okay, it was less. So it's not too long. Dropping the user into a disoriented state with unsettling questions like, who am I and what just happened? It says, when the state of ego death begins to wane, autobiographical memories may begin pouring back into your consciousness, giving the user the experience that their life is flashing before their eyes. Like I was talking about before, like when you're coming out the trip, your brain is literally like putting everything back together again, and then all these memories are flooding back in. We could be mistaken to like, oh my God, my life's flashed. I think that's what scares a lot of people, is when it all comes back in and they feel like the experience of what might be death, but in reality it's like, no, your brain's just kind of like, you're just coming back into like reality, I guess. And
like, imagine this, right? Like, if our brain is like a computer, imagine our brain is like a one big computer, right? And then, like, on the desktop, it's like, here's a folder that shows, like, your whole identity, your whole ego, everything. Everything that you know is yourself is in this one folder. And then when you take the psychedelic trip, or you have, like, a meditation moment where somebody goes in with a mouse clicker, right? Drag everything in that file outside of that folder, and you completely forget your whole identity. Like, you're back to ground zero. You know nothing. Mm-hmm. And then when the trip is over, right? They're like, all right, let's put the folders back in and then restart the computer.
Yeah, let it download.
Is that crazy? Yeah. And then just like,
it all comes back to you. That is a great way to explain it. That was a perfect way to explain it. Yes.
I think so too. And
that was good.
I'm thinking like, okay, like the third stage would be like you reconstructing everything. It's like a rebirth, right?
Yeah, so like, so basically the third stage is called return to everyday life. Mm-hmm. It says, after this experience, a person returns to routine reality as they know it, although they now may approach it with a different perspective.
Yep.
Ego loss or ego death stays with the person for a very long time. This can be positive or negative side effects depending on the person. Controlled psychedelic therapy, which is, I was reading about that on his website too, about controlled psychedelic therapy, where it's like, you're in a, basically like, you being in a controlled environment with this type of stuff to experience an ego death is way healthier than anything else. Don't do it by yourself or whatever. Like I said, obviously this is like kind of like the common knowledge. If you have anything, you know anything about psychedelics, like have somebody watching over you. Don't be experiencing ego death solo dolo. This is a controlled psychedelic therapy or sustained spiritual practice is always a safer choice than experimenting with heavy-duty hallucinogens alone. Like, don't ever do this shit solo dolo. I don't give a fuck.
Especially LSD. Don't ever do that by yourself.
That shit horrifies me, and I've never done it.
I don't care how bold you are. Like, you need somebody there.
Somebody hold your hand. You never know.
Yeah, you need somebody there, because shit, that shit can go out of control really fast, dude. If you step outside the house while you're on that shit, dude, good luck. Hope you can find that door back in.
That's like way back in the day when the CIA was first messing with LSD, and that dude did like that. One of them, like CIA or FBI, whatever, one of them guys that got a hold of LSD jumped out a hotel window, and they finally hear LSD in the system. But it was like, how the hell?
That shit.
That was back during the MK Ultra shit.
It made it look bad. Like it demonized it.
Well, yeah, they were saying, like, in Article 2, I was reading about this, they were saying that with the ego death is like a misnomer, you know, which I always heard of the word misnomer, but I didn't look it up. But misnomer is when something gets a bad rep because of its name before people even understand what it's actually about. Mm-hmm. And so a term like ego death, people was already kind of like, oh, man, this is horrible, and da-da-da, before understanding that this brain, this experience you're going through it's almost like you tap into a natural part of your brain and realizing, like, this is really the reality of this goddamn situation, not this shit you hold on to and angry and be whatever. Like, this is your reality, this is your life, but it's bigger than you. It's bigger than this. And that's why some people come back with this newfound connection, like, man, we are all one goddamn, like, we are like this, yeah. Man. We got to look out for each other.
It's like third stage, right? You said, like, it's like the reconstruction and the rebirth of, like, yourself.
Yes.
It's like you get all your files back, you get all your memories back, but then you get the new perspective of, like, a new way of seeing life through different angles now. Is, you're not man. Just that one perspective, like, oh, this is this way, and then it's gonna be exactly that way. Now you get like you have open road, like open pathways, so you can so you can almost, like, connect with a lot more people now, instead of, like, being so, like, straight down the line, and you can't connect with nobody because if they don't agree with your opinions or something, you just block them all off. So I think that's what's good about this ego death, because it basically destroys the character, and you're seeing, like, your new character in a whole different perspective.
Fully upgraded.
Yeah, like, you're, like, more aware of shit. Like, you're not a dickhead no more, like Bob. Bob says she saw a documentary. What documentary?
All right, what's up, Bob?
Bobby V. Bobby V.
Was it, like, a Vice documentary? Why is be on it with this type of shit?
Oh, the CIA documentary. I guess with the acid, the LSD shit.
Yeah, dude jumped out the damn window. I don't know if they even know the true story behind it. At least I don't remember hearing it, because very strange how a CIA dude at a hotel jumped out a window after then. This man was popping LSD, and everybody's like, well, why do he have it? And the government's like, okay, don't worry about it.
Yeah, where'd he get it from? Yeah, we can move on.
Yeah, because they know something about these. Look, okay, I just had a theory that popped in my brain. A super duper theory. What if the government is always trying to stand in the way of psychedelics because it can unlock true human potential, like the movie Limitless or some shit?
That's exactly why. Yeah,
you take that pill, and it's like, oh, shit, I know everything. And then you just kind of, like...
Yeah, they don't want too much powerful people walking around. Like, they know, like, people are unlocking, like, more knowledge, but they don't want the masses to understand, like, hey, there's more. It's almost like, hey, you guys know you're capable way more, but we don't want you to think that. We want to cap. We want to hit, put a little cap on you, like, cap you off so you can't know more than what we want you to know. Because... of course we know you guys can fucking walk through walls, but we don't want you to think you know that.
Or you can read minds or lift objects with your brain.
Of course we know you guys can speak through telepathy and all that crazy, wild, right. You can fly like Superman, but we can't have you guys doing that.
Because if you do, you're going to turn on us.
Right. You guys hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
Of course we know you guys can stop bullets with your mind.
Because honestly, at the end of the day, man, Neo. Yeah, because at the end of the day, man, like, there is a lot of profit in this world, especially, I mean, I can't speak for everywhere else. I don't know, in America, there's a lot of profit for hatred. There's a lot of tribalism going on, whether it's politics or whatever. Whatever you like, there's, like, some type of tribalism in it. And money, there's money in conflict. And so I feel like if everybody hit a point of, like, hey, man, we're all in this shit together. So I own some, like, hippie shit after the psychedelic trip or whatever. We all, like, coalesce together. Like, hey, man, it's bigger than us. And we all start coding up as one. It disrupts the whole damn money. That gravy train is over. Because they make a lot of money off of, like, division in this world, man. People hating each other and want to buy, like, memorabilia and, you know, whatever the fuck ever the... I don't know. It's all about... I don't know. I think it's more of a money thing. I feel like this world's more greedy than anything.
Fighting makes money, basically.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Because the more peace people, like, you know, like, with drama and stuff, like, internet drama, the internet loves that shit. Algorithm, they feed off of people doing internet drama. Man. Right? Because where more people are looking at this internet drama stuff, they could pour in more ads, more whatever, commercial shit. And then, because that's all people, they're consuming all this drama and stuff. And, like, the internet's like, oh, we love this shit. Get people fighting. That's why, like, what we were talking about in the beginning of our podcast, we were like, leave a comment, good or bad. Like, we want you guys to fight. Because we know how the algorithm works. We need people to engage. We need the people to fight.
It pushes it to the top, man.
Let's see. Let's test this algorithm out. Because usually when we got, like our videos, the one that hit, like, millions of stuff, like, there's people arguing about that. Like, oh, you guys are dumb. Blah, 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 blah. You guys believe that. It was a whole... What made it, like, blew up is because a lot of people were fighting. basically. Yeah,
fighting and sharing. And then we got some people that I've seen, like, within our comments were, like, defending us or, like, asking questions about it. Like, I think, like, you know that video we did with the Vietnam with the goggles and stuff?
Yeah.
That's another one that's been blown up, too, man. That's another one. And I was going back
and forth. The red radar thing?
Yeah.
You know what's so weird? I was watching that video just yesterday.
Really?
I was just going through. I was, like, looking at some old videos, and that was one video I was watching.
Yeah, that shit, like, blew up. And it's, like, it's gaining, like, views. And people were, like, I was talking to a guy back and forth. He's, like, man, the military still uses this? I'm, like, nah. I was, like, they've been, like, stopped that back during Vietnam. I was, like, but, yeah. I was, like, they don't use red. And I remember they really don't use red at all. It has They're to not be green.
Trying to see no demons running around.
Yeah, right. So it's, like, so some people, like, ask questions, and some people just fucking hate because they ain't got no podcast because ain't no podcast going on hating other people's podcasts. Let's keep it funky. The effort behind this shit is different.
Especially, like, with our style podcast, how we talk about conspiracies and stuff. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
There is a lot of conspiracy podcasts, but none of them was, like, throwing shade at anybody. It's more of a uplifting or whatever, you know? Like, I go and support the other guys talking about a lot of the same stuff we talk about. And, I go show love and stuff and whatnot. Yeah. I never see them. Nobody's bashing on anybody, especially in this community, because this community is already weird.
Yeah, right? we're talking about what we love. That's literally what it comes down to.
It's already like, hey, you guys are like off the spectrum a little bit, you know?
You crazy too? Oh, you're this, like, is awesome.
You're borderline capital R.
Right? It's like, I don't feel so alone anymore, you know?
Like, it's like, hey, find a community, whatever you like. Oh, yeah. What would be like the closing thoughts for this Eagle Death?
With my experience that I had with my trip, I don't know if I would. It's not like it wasn't like a. It was an ego death, but not in. It did make me quit smoking cigarettes. That was the only thing that came out of was that. That was what led me down to the road. It took years for it to happen, but I never forgot about, like, coming out of it thinking, like, oh my god, like, what am I doing here? And I remember I was like, oh, I don't even want a fucking cigarette right now. And it kind of took me in this other direction that it was a process over time. I was like, okay, if I'm going to buy a pack of cigarettes, I'm only going to smoke like maybe like five out of this, and the rest of the pack, I'll throw the rest away, whatever. But I had to make it, like, in my mind, I had to make it such an inconvenience for me to get cigarettes. I was like, I had to eventually just stop. And then eventually I was like, okay, this shit's not really. Look, I remember my trip. That was out of everything and everything I experienced on that trip, I came out, and it had nothing to do with smoking cigarettes. I came out like, I don't want to smoke cigarettes anymore. Like, I need to, like, do something about this.
That's good.
I feel like I'm doing it out of, like, anxiety. Like, I'm not doing it just like, yeah, I'm trying to get this little cigarette high. I'm just doing it just to fucking do it now. Right. And
so you experience like a personal growth. You growing from, like, one stage of your life, and then you're like, all right, cut that out. And then now you're in another stage of your life. Yeah. So I think that's what, like, a lot of people experience, like, with the ego death. You know, they had to go through something so hardcore to where they're ditching, like kind of like an old life, but you still know, like what you did. But then now you're working on making yourself, like, you know, a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Because, like, you see yourself in a different perspective, and then you see, like, okay, what can you actually do with your life, you know? So a lot of people grow from it. Yeah.
We put a lot of mental blocks in our way against ourselves and what we're capable of doing out of fear or whatever while we do it.
Yeah, but that's a lot of it. It's like a lot of it, like, with fear. Like, people, they block themselves off from, like, opportunities and stuff because they put that wall there saying, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. They lock themselves, you know? Maybe they need, like, have an ego death where it breaks a wall down. You're like, okay, look how easy it is to go through that wall. You just got to walk to the side door. Yeah, and then boom, the weight off your shoulder. Like, holy shit. Like, oh, I didn't know I could do that.
Right. Like, nobody told me I could do this.
They sleep on, like, their shit.
So my final thoughts with ego death is, everybody should experience it at least once. Everybody should go through it. It might create world peace. I'm not joking. It could save a lot of lives. I on some level, man.
But do we want world peace?
Do they want world peace?
This class would be too easy.
Yeah, right. No.
This is supposed to be like the advanced hard class.
Right.
Which is third grade.
So it's like third grade hard ass class.
Then imagine, like, the people that want to live forever so they can live this wealthy lifestyle, rich and famous, and then they want that life forever. But then imagine when they figure out, like, holy shit, like you guys just lock yourself out from hitting fourth grade. You want to be stuck in third grade forever? That's when they freak out. They're like, holy shit, I fucked up. They sold their soul and shit, and then now they're in this planet like forever. Who knows how long? Stuck for a thousand for years and shit.
Till the planet blows up.
Yeah, that's why you get. Yeah, never mind. Another rabbit hole. Yeah, it's too deep.
That's how you gearing up for it. It's
like, yeah, it'll be too long.
But yeah, that's my thoughts. That was Eagle Death right there. That's
all right. That was pretty good.
Thank you.
All right. When we get back, I'm gonna talk about the AT&T network. I got my own theory about this. Not even Bob heard about it. I just thought about it in the shower, like 40 minutes ago.
That's where I get my best thoughts from.
Yep, exactly. All right, guys. Be right back. And we're back. All right, so next topic for the night. Proton, you good?
Turn it up.
All right, next topic for the night. All right, so this past Monday, AT&T network was down nationwide, and everybody who had an AT&T cell phone network, you guys were shit out of luck. And... like, I didn't even know, like, this happened, but I was at work on Monday, and somebody came up to me, and he was like, hey, can I use your phone? Like, there's something wrong with my phone. In my head, I'm thinking, this guy's a liar. He's going to rob me. He's like, yeah, that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, yeah, this guy's going to rob me. And then he was like, yeah, it's like, I can't get on the internet on my phone. I can't call an Uber. I don't know what to do. He's like, can I use your phone? I was like, no. No, you can't use my phone. But then, you know, I went out. I went with my business. But I told them, I was like, hey, you can go talk to those people at the window, customer care. They can help you. But I was like, I'm not letting nobody in public touch my phone because, come on.
No shit. I don't know you.
Yeah, I don't know you. Like, you look innocent, but I'm like, I don't feel like chasing nobody right now.
Right. I was like, I already don't want to be here.
Like, meanwhile, I'm on like two phones and shit, you know? I had like T-Mobile. T-Mobile, it was working. And then my work phone on Verizon, it was working.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know AT&T had an issue.
Yeah, I heard Atlanta got hit and some other states. I can't remember. I remember reading an article a little bit, but
it was a lot of places that got hit. So, like, still, like, till this day, they don't know, like, what happened. But, of course, the network came back up. But here's my theory about this whole thing.
What's that?
Remember that building in New York? The AT&T building? It's, like, the most mysterious-looking building. It has no windows.
Yeah, the solid, like, it looks solid, like, a solid, like,
it looks like a solid piece of, yeah, no windows at all. It looks like crazy. Something off of, like, Gotham City.
Right.
And this is known as the AT&T Long Lines building, also known as the 33 Thomas Street. It's the building that's on the 33 Thomas Street.
Okay.
And you know what's crazy about the number 33? Mm. How many degrees in the Freemasons?
Is it 33?
33. 33 is like a sacred number. Like, they use 33 for everything, like to build buildings and whatnot. And then you think about the vertebrae in your spine. 33 vertebrae in your spine. So 33 is like a sacred number. Yeah. So that building, right? I looked up more about that building. They said the building was designed to house telephone switching equipment, and it was the way it was constructed, it was so durable that it can like withstand a nuclear attack.
Shit.
Yeah, and then it can still operate. Everything inside can still be operating and everything. And the building is so weird looking. I was thinking, maybe, you know, on Monday when the whole AT&T network went down, I think something happened within the building with the people that was working there.
What do you think? Somebody spilled coffee on the controls?
I think they got into a scuffle, right?
Jim and Nick got into a fight and then knocked over somebody's coffee on the controls.
And Billy got into a fight on the floor where they had to switch for all the whole network, right? And he was like, hey, don't make me pull the switch down. Like, why would you do that? It's going to be millions of people nationwide. That's going to be, you know, they're not going to be able to do nothing for hours. Like, so what? But then if you think about it, it's almost like a kill switch. Or almost like a, it's like turn the lights off at a hospital, basically.
Yeah, like, right? like the general,
it's almost like if you cut all communications now, like with the internet, you're basically, it's like shutting down a hospital because everything runs on a network now. Everything.
I think about this all the time. I was like, if this internet would crash and would be gone for like, let's say a week without the internet, this shit would not, it wouldn't work anymore. Fucking chaos.
Because we evolved to like relying so much on like the whole internet network, everything.
Wi-Fi, like, all that, man.
Everything, how cars move, everything, the lights, everything, it all runs like through the whole network. Imagine if that shit gets shut down just for like a whole day. Mm-hmm. Nothing would work. They'll probably send you back home because they're like, we don't know how to work normally no more, right?
Yeah, even damn...
only farmers are out there living normal.
Right? Even cameras that stop lights without working, it'd be complete chaos.
Jail cells open up because the door's all on Wi-Fi.
Right. Straight chaos.
Can't call nobody. Yeah, so like my theory is that I think something happened within the AT&T building at New York. Like something big. Maybe
like they're trying to experiment. Like, all right, let's see how much we can cause a panic. Like it's our annual shut off the grid day, so let's
Or maybe somebody was trying to save the day. Because you know how they're saying like nuclear weapons, they're being switched on by Wi-Fi. So maybe like the person that had the connection to set off these nuclear weapons, right? They had the AT&T network. And they had insight that this person was going to launch a nuclear weapon. So like, holy shit, we got to do something about this, Billy. Jim, you see that switch? Turn that switch off so they don't have connection, so they can't launch these nukes.
Because
they're time travelers. They went back in time and they told them, like, hey, make sure you turn off the switch on Monday so they don't launch the nukes. See, this whole shit went to a whole nother direction.
It's
just from one shower. So what would be the other theory? I think Bob sent me like another theory. She sent me a video. Somebody was recording the sky. It looks like the sky was ripping apart.
What?
Or is people are like, maybe something fell out of the sky like a satellite. And then it happens to happen maybe I think on Monday. And then people were saying, hey, maybe AT&T satellites went down. But then like, it runs on cell towers, so satellites doesn't make sense.
Nah, not at all. That's a whole different type of connection. Bob says Amish people. they live off the grid for real. They just started getting internet not too long ago.
Who?
Amish people. Yeah. But it's heavily regulated though. It's like you can't just like.
Then are they really wandering around the world?
I'm assuming so. I know this. I think there might be some Amish people out here. I'll be seeing them in like in Walmart with the little, maybe the ladies with the hair like in a bun, but they have like the little cap on the head. They look like Little House on the Prairie type people. You know.
I bet they freak you too. I bet anything.
With them and their husband, and they sleep in two separate beds.
That's like Asian people. They do that.
Then when they get down, like I'm gonna push the beds together. I used to be like, that used to be American in the 1950s. Like, we about to knock some boots. Let's push these beds together.
I don't know. Maybe they need to get with the program. Or not. I don't know. Who knows?
Hey, it might be happening. Hey, look. Right? Sometimes I feel like when you're too connected with the world, you lose your mind. If you pay attention long enough, you'll be like, this shit is madness. That's why I always tell people, if you can, don't follow politics or watch the news. I was like, because this shit is like... Why is this the way it is? It's too much stuff is made up, man.
Too much stuff. Like, you know, with the whole, like, LGBTQ shit, whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know. I might have to tread lightly. But the whole thing with that, how they make them seem, like, so crazy, and then it generates, like, a lot of hate comments and stuff like that. But in real life, like... I heard people talking like in real life, like with the whole community and stuff. They're like, man, we're not even fucking crazy like that. Like, they need to fucking chill with that. Like, we're just normal, just like everybody else. Like, nobody's like that freaking mad at shit if the TV show doesn't show, you know, something like with that community. Like, they're like, we're just fucking, we're just existing right now. Stuff that they show in the media, how they're all so angry at everything. It's not even like that. Like, I think the media makes it like that. Like, I think all that hate they generated, it's all bullshit, dude.
Yeah, man. What's that? How do you say it? Like, if it bleeds, it leads. Like, that's
Yeah,
the
they're just
new
trying to make
thing.
people fight. And then if you go to the actual community to actually talk to the people, they're like, no, like we don't fucking no, like we don't fucking care like that. Like, we're just normal people. Like we ain't trying to fight people or whatever. Not trying to be pissed off at everything.
Yeah, y'all just trying to stoke some shit. That was like last year, the past couple years. You ever seen the movie Tropic Thunder? With it's got like a good ass cast in it, but it's
Yeah,
got
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. He
That's
plays like the
blackface.
black dude.
Yeah,
Yes,
that shit's
and
funny.
so like the internet was trying to stoke up some type of thing for like the past couple years. Were like, well, black people had an issue with Robert Downey Jr. doing it and playing blackface and da 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 da. And I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I saw it in theaters. I had no issue with it. I'm black. Ain't nobody other black person I know that even said they had an
Right.
issue with it. But
Yeah.
the internet was trying to make it into like an issue where it wasn't. I'm like,
Yeah,
I was like,
like black people are so pissed off at it, right?
it's like anybody black that saw the movie, and I even like went online and like, let me see all the black people's opinion about it. They're like, no, because I saw the movie, understood context is Robert Downey Jr. was a method actor who takes shits too far to be like fit into the role,
That shit
and
was
he
so
did it with
funny.
a black person. It's supposed to be satirical of
Right,
somebody
right, right.
not realizing that they are being insensitive
Yeah.
to the whole blackface thing. But and so like they try, but the internet tried to make it seem like it was like, well, black people like want to cancel him for it. I'm like,
For
ain't nobody
real. See,
said
that's
I'll
fucking
be
bullshit. That's fucking. They're starting something out of like where nobody was even mad at it in the first
nothing,
place. Like what? We were mad about that? Though I thought it
man.
was
I'm like,
funny.
that was an issue. I'm black. I don't know everybody black, but all
Right.
right, we didn't. That wasn't at the last meeting we went to. So like,
It's like stuff. That's why, like, you can't. It's all that stuff on the news and stuff. I can barely hear myself. My ears popping like crazy. Ugh. But yeah, like, all that stuff, like, you hear, like, on the news, it's bullshit, man.
yeah.
Like, all that stuff, like, all that crap they said about, like, New York and stuff, how, oh, not to go there because blah, blah, blah. This, when I went, dude, that shit was gravy. It was like,
No.
I was like, where's all this chaos at? It was so
Right,
peaceful.
man.
It's way more peaceful than Atlanta. That's what's shocking. I was like, oh shit, like they fucking lied. I was like,
Atlanta.
they fucking lied to us.
Yeah, Atlanta different. Atlanta, it looks cool in pictures, but that shit can Atlanta turns the fuck up sometimes too much.
Too
No,
much.
too
Too
much. People
much.
getting shot on fucking highways all the time. Like,
Yeah, that shit actually is crazy.
man, watch Fox 5, man. They'll let you know, like, hey, on I-20, someone got shot on this exit. I'm like, that's the exit before I get off. Shit. Like,
Yeah, they're doing a little too much out here. It's like that one game, APB or whatever. Or Grand Theft Auto.
APB. Oh, Bob says, okay, this is back to the whole we were talking about the Amish before. She says they did get outed with the emergency alert,
Oh,
remember?
yeah.
Yeah,
They
but with
all
the
had
emergency.
cell phones.
Yeah, they have somebody else,
It's
like,
like an
oh.
Amber Alert or whatever.
I farted. Like, please don't search
Like,
my pockets.
damn, the whole community can't even like trust each other no more because they're like, hey, you were
Right.
like preaching about this technology, but like about 90% of you guys had smartphones on you.
And how many of y'all have
Is this how? Yeah.
Pornhub
And then they're wondering why like they're lacking on building the farmhouse. Like usually they build it in one day, now it takes months. 'Cause they're
What's going on? I'm
distracted.
about to say that. Get off your phones.
They're on
Like,
TikTok watching people make birdhouses with straws and shit.
and doing reality shows like the Amish Mafia, whatever the fuck that show
Amish Escape or
was.
whatever.
Bob says that they can't get internet. I thought they had some type of access to it, but it's like heavily
Satellite
policed. Like
internet. Satellite
like
internet.
out here, out here in Utah, like, man, try to look at a porn site out here. That shit is locked.
Damn.
Let me tell you, it is locked. In fact, when you get on anything and you try to look, if you can open it up, it says like, hey, sorry, you can't access the website due to the state that you live in. Da, 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 da. Dude, this shit is like some weird, like,
Couldn't use a VPN though.
what 1985? What year, what was it? What's that shit? 1984? That the book I've never read, but everybody talks about it, the George Orwell, the everybody
The
controls the
pale
world type
horse.
shit. Nah, that's the William.
Oh, the how you pick feed pigs animal what farm?
Oh, Animal Farm. You think about Animal Farm? I did read that. I read that in school. Read that in school. But no, the George Orwell book where it's like they control like your entire existence and how you think and everything. This is like it's no access to nothing but what they allow you to have access to type stuff, I think. And then
How's it?
here's like you can't watch no internet. It's almost on every porn site. It's
In
you're like, what
Utah.
the? But dude, locked it down. It happened right before I moved out here. I remember I was, because I followed politics, and I remember that law got passed. I was like, oh, hell no.
And I was saying, like, I'm probably did that to get people not to move there.
You know what I'm saying? Or they just want to control what people watch. I guarantee them priests probably got all types of shit out here they can have access to.
I think they don't want nobody to move there. That's why they want to keep Utah, like, still clean in that clean bubble.
It is pure, man. That's like, I was just telling Melissa earlier when I'd be at work and some people are like, man, that shit is dumb. No, oh, hey, sorry, my bad. I'm like, what?
They had to apologize for
that? In Atlanta, you say the N-word after that. Like, it's like it's different out in Atlanta. You just cuss up all you want. But here it's like, it's like morality is like policed. Like, this is morality police. I think that's what it comes down to. And it's like, is this really free will? Or is it like, y'all kind of control the masses? And they have children working out here. Did I tell you that? They have children working in Dairy Queen.
How do you have children working there? Then you got to watch what you say.
Yeah, because children at work. So you can't say
children. Like, what do you mean? Like, how old?
Like, when I went to Dairy Queen when I first got here, I walked in and then saw this little kid at the counter. He's like, hey, welcome to Dairy Queen. I was like, okay, maybe his mom brought him to work today. And, like, you know, she can't find a babysitter. Huh. And no, he was working. He took out order and everything. And my brain was like, how old is this child? And I remember I asked Melissa about it. I think she says, like, you know, they like she told me like he's a child, and then I worked with someone in my job. So after I saw that, and I saw another child working at this bowling alley we went to, working at the counter, and he was all backed up and everything. Everybody food all like Melissa couldn't get enough food and everything, but he's like a little child working at a bowling alley, like getting people's food, like working the register. And then so this person I worked with, we were like I was at work with them, we just had to work together. And she was telling me about how, like, yeah, but we was going back and forth talking about our work history. And I was like, yeah, no, I've been working since this age and this. And I said, oh, okay, so I worked this job, this job, and this job. And I was like, wait, how old are you? Like, I was like, I don't mean to be rude. I know you're a lady. And I was like, but how old are you? Like, I'm trying to figure the math out. I said, well, I'm this age. I'm like, how long have you been, like, when did you start working? She's like, oh, I was 11 when I had my first job. She's like, yeah, she was like, they have kids working out here. And I'm like,
wait, that's legal.
And they got kids working out here. This shit's like 12-year-olds working these fucking jobs now. And in my brain, because I realize how selfish and greedy these government corporations are, that the reason why I guarantee they're doing this is because they don't want to increase wages. A child will work for this shit, but they would rather not pay an adult for it. So it's like, hey, if we don't want to pay this workforce we got now, we'll just create a whole new one. We'll lower the age limit to have these children work. So you see, like, children working these goddamn jobs at a 15, 6-year-old job, at least 15, 6, you know, like, the age where you enter the workforce, at least part-time. It's younger out here. It's, like, 11, 12, man.
That's crazy wild. Shit.
Every time I see it, I was telling this earlier, I was like, this bothers me when I see this. I was like, this is...
But if you think about it, like, way back then, right? Kids were working. They were definitely working. Like, they were cleaning chimneys and stuff and working with
the chimney sweepers, man. Yeah. And a lot of kids used to die doing that. I watched a documentary about it.
Yeah, and a lot of other countries, kids are working too. Like, but what I find weird is that it's happening, like, in America. Because, you know, with all the laws and stuff, all the labor laws, trying to, you know, make sure everybody's okay. I'm surprised Utah let that shit ride.
I'm not surprised. This is the type of state to be like, we got to protect our kids. We got to love our kids. And put them
to work.
And abortion is wrong. But get these kids in the damn workshop right now and get them working. It's like, how much do you care about these kids? If you, like, look, being an adult is a long time. A lot longer than being a child. Let the kid be a kid.
You know what I'm saying? Before he forgets he's a kid.
You know what I'm saying? Because this adult shit is going to be a grind. And a lot of people check out early because this shit sucks. But... Not that it sucks all the time, but it has sucky moments, and some people can't see the end of the light to it. So, like, let these kids be kids for a little bit, man. Like, fuck the work for pay these people more. I don't get y'all can afford it, so I don't. You rather pay kids, like, because these kids will work $7 an hour. $7? They'll give them $5. They'll be, oh shit, I'm rich.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna get some Pokemon cards. Like, these kids will, I don't know, that's like old head. I don't even know if kids even get Pokemon cards, but you know what I'm saying? Like, Roblox, some shit.
Yeah.
I'll just go to my Roblox account. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but I think they're taking this shit away from kids, man. They're trying to make a new slave force, but it's younger, man. It's weird. And this state is religious, mind you. This state is hella religious.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
What else we got? You got another topic?
Oh, yeah, I got another topic. I just got one topic, and that's it. Where am I at? Where are my notes? Oh, yeah. Yo, so you know, so gold, man. Okay. So this is something I heard about the other day, and I had to look this up just to be sure. It says a daily dose of gold may reverse Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis symptoms. So gold on a nano level, I guess, like fed through like maybe like through a tube or whatever. I didn't get a chance to read this article. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. We talked
about this before, but go ahead.
Did I? Okay, I'm tripping in. That was like the week before.
No, we had like a whole episode on this, but I want to hear what you got, and then I'll tell you what I know.
Okay, yeah, so like they're discovering, well, I don't know if they're now discovering, but there's a thing now where with gold, you're able to, Parkinson's and with multiple sclerosis, it says that to explore the possibility, where's my notes? So it is. Since for the following 12 weeks, the participants were given a daily dose of gold nanocrystals before receiving a second brain scan. And basically they saw that participants saw an average of 10.4% increase in essential markers for energy metabolism. Basically, they put like a lot of people on these machines and they scan their brains. I saw like, hey, how can this deal with Parkinson's? Because Parkinson's basically kind of like erodes your goddamn brain, it seems like. Right. And this is like, it's showing like signs of like types of repair when like they're injected with like little nano bits of gold in their body. We'll see how long this cure is going to last, because you know the government's going to hop on this shit, and if it becomes a thing, they're going to slap a price tag on it. They're going to...
No.
And it's gold?
Yeah, this has been known for a long time.
Yes!
So if it's...
That's what...
It's been known, like, even from the day when Jesus was walking in sandals. This is, like, way, way back then when people were actually ingesting gold. You know, because they thought like ingesting gold, like the elite people or the people that, you know, like higher above, they were able to ingest gold so they could go through on like with their spiritual business, because they felt like they had a connection with like the higher spiritual realms if they ingested gold. And they ingested gold through like the monatomic form. And we talked about this before, like gold in monatomic form is different from like a solid gold. Like, for example, they actually did, like, this experiment, I think maybe in the 80s, where a person, they had, like, a chipped tooth, right? They had a chipped tooth in the teeth, and then they ingested monatomic gold, and in that tooth, like, within a week, it grew back. Like, the enamel on the teeth, it grew back. And they're like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, teeth grows like that? This was just, like, one example of, like, the healing aspects of using monatomic gold. So then when you think about it, like, okay... Like, gold is, like, one of those things, like, in every single civilization, right, gold is, like, the highest praised natural resource. Yeah. Like, it's known as the resource where, okay, if you have gold, you're going to be wealthy. Even till this day, gold is like, revered as one of those resources that, oh, yeah, it's has a value. Almost in every single country has value. And then back then, they were just eating gold like it was nothing, monatomic gold. Yeah. And they were hitting, like, levels of spirituality, like, even... Beyond like regular healing.
Mm. Damn. It was crazy. It sounds like it kind of went from like a more purposeful thing to like, okay, now it's money and it's coins and stuff. And then,
right.
Instead of being, it could seem like it's more used for like currency than it is for anything else, instead of using it for like healing properties.
People not eating it no more, you know?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, here's, like gold. Here's another like thing about like gold, like in the monatomic form, right? They put it in a laboratory, like in a sealed, like a oxygen sealed case, right? And then they took the monatomic gold, they put it on like a piece of whatever it is in the container, and then they heated up that gold over to like over 600 degrees, and then it disappeared. Like the gold vanished. Like they couldn't see the gold or nothing, it was gone.
It evaporated or like
it didn't evaporate. There because right when they took the temperature back down, it reappeared. So they're saying like it might hold some type of like some shit to make things like invisible. Like if you think about it, they put like gold on like spaceships and stuff to reflect like the sun or whatever.
Yeah.
But imagine if they have like a spaceship like just coated in gold, right? And then they're traveling so fast that they zoop, like they actually disappeared and they're not feeling the effects of
space
travel.
Yeah, no gravity. They're just like sliding.
See, gold has like so much magical effects to it, and us normal people don't know about it because we're not playing around with gold.
I don't know, man. Oh, shit! If we do got gold, it's all
turn into vapor.
That's what I was saying. That's the same thing I said too. That's what I was thinking. Like it turned into vapor, or just went into the air.
But yeah, gold, man. I'll eat that shit.
Yeah, try it. Look,
what
that's
happened to your bracelet? I ate it.
it's like
I can walk on water like Jesus.
So I remember the day I was born. You're like, what? You really tapped into something. But yes, gold. The gold is becoming a thing now. We're not surprised, like I said, because I remember we talked about it before. That's why I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I got to bring this up because this is something we have talked about with how special gold is, more than just a currency.
Right. You know? But then, like, you're getting, like, the scientific study where they actually showed people using it, and then it shows, like, part of their brain that is being activated more.
Yes.
So tapping into something. That's, like, physical evidence showing that gold does enhance some type of ability, like, in your mind and stuff,
right? It just repairs it, man. That's why, like, you see, like, even with like with Egyptians, how they always had like gold. It was all about, they did, and their whole existence, especially for like the upper class, was existence was like of like rebirth and death and just like, you know, like going to the other side. Like, this shit is just like the Egyptians really, like, and there's other people around the world and other societies too that had the same type of function as this, but had like not a worship of death, but a worship of like a
afterlife.
Like a, just being like, you know, you're transitioning over to the other side, and this is the process of it. Like, it's I feel like death now and the concept of going to the other side is way more feared than it was probably like back then. For some reason, it seemed like it was kind of like they understood it. Like, it's a natural part of existence. This is how it is, and pass on. At least, from it seems like with like pharaohs and stuff within Egypt and all that, and you know that type of like.
Yeah, folks. It's like back then. It's like they couldn't wait to die.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like they was like, oh, this shit is like, when do we get up out of here? Like,
it's like their whole lifetime they prepare for death. You know, they prepare for the afterlife. It's like they knew something that's gonna happen. Yeah, which I find so weird. Okay, you spend your whole living life, right? And your whole life, you're preparing for, like, the next life already. They're like, hey, how can I have, like, the best next life? So they do all this crazy shit, you know, just to have, like, a good afterlife. So you would wonder, like, they knew something.
Right?
Like they knew, like, hey. Yeah, I think they knew something. Like, they knew, like, this life, it ain't it. They're like, we have to, the next one is the one that we're trying to get to. So this life here, it's not the one that you should enjoy. You should enjoy the next one or some shit.
Yeah, it's kind of like, hey, this life right here is supposed to be like, hey, you're here to prepare for the next trip. Like, type shit. Like this.
So they missed out on this whole life, like just living, because they spent their whole lifetime prepping for the next lifetime.
Yeah, that's why when you see like when pharaohs died, they were like, you know, even with they did the embalming and stuff, take out all the organs and put them in jars separately and stuff. So they would have it for when they go to the other side. But then they would cut off all their servants with them, too. If you was a servant of a pharaoh that died, you'd be like, oh, fuck, we all dead. And then you got to go with them because you're supposed to go with them to the other side. Like,
right. Because he was a good servant. Billy was a good servant. And he coming with me.
And did you love him? Okay, so you got to go with him.
Billy was like, I got to run my farm. Like, nah, you're going to run my farm. In the afterlife.
You still got work for me on the next side, which is kind of fucked up.
You still owe me. You're in debt for another 600 years.
I'm pretty sure some people got off. And it was like, man, I can't stand this motherfucking pharaoh, man. I can't stand this. He died. Like, oh, God, I got to die with him.
It's like, man, get in that other small gold coffin. Get your ass over here.
You know what you signed up for. Like, I'm a slave, like, but you knew.
Get your ass in that gold, pure gold coffin.
That we designed specifically for your height and weight.
So you can herd my cattle in the next life.
Get
that cat in here. Was that cat? Get that cat in here.
Yeah, and they worship cats. Like gods. Like, what is going on?
I think cats are like...
That's why cats act the way they do.
Yeah, they hold like some I don't know, some god blood.
It's like we used to be treated as gods back in the day. Now we're just pets.
Pets and food.
Yeah. But yeah, that was it for that story. That was a short story. It was just, hey, gold. They daily doses of gold. If you got MS and Parkinson's, daily
dose of gold.
It reverses the process of Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis. Boy, the government gonna get on this shit, boy. They gonna get their grubby hands on this shit quick.
Yeah,
they always do.
That's all I got. I got another one, but I didn't read the article, so I don't want to butcher it.
Yeah, I feel you.
Are we good?
We should be good. Good. I got something about a black hole that's eating suns every day. This shit's horrifying.
That sounds complicated, but damn.
Yeah, I'll talk about it next week. Whatever I talk about. Whatever.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. We'll catch you guys next week on Saturday. Peace out. Adios.
Yeah, see you, fam.